Sophie Clark, welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Researchers believe targeted actions needed to address road toll discrepancies between cities and rural areas. A James Cook University study shows deadly crashes are 5 times higher for people living in very remote areas. I caught up with lead researcher Hannah Mason to hear more about the study and the factors pushing the numbers up.
We analysed data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics from 2006 to 2017, and what we found was that although rates in Australia for road traffic fatalities in general are sitting kind of in the median of the 35 OECD countries, rural Australia tells a very different story, and the rates are actually quite alarming.
Yeah, the numbers are quite high and there are some major discrepancies between, rural areas and the city. I guess talk me through why the risks are greater and why we are seeing these more significant numbers.
Right, so there's a variety of factors that are probably pushing these numbers up. There's a lot of different risks on rural roads. There's usually faster speed limits, there's animals, there's a lot bigger range of vehicles and agricultural vehicles. There's fatigue when driving long distances. So what we're really advocating for with the results of this paper is that we need to form some rural solutions with rural community members so that we can talk about what is really pushing these numbers up.
And I guess these really need to be targeted. Obviously, solutions in place for cities and metro areas aren't as effective as they are in remote areas.
Exactly. And what we're really finding is there's tons of research about, you know, what prevention measures really work in cities. Whether it's traffic lights and, you know, flash cams or seatbelt restraint, promotions. But we don't have a whole lot of information about what actually works in rural settings. So another piece of this puzzle is finding out what prevention strategies and what targeted actions are actually effective when we apply them to a rural context.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like there needs to be some targeted research done and some reforms to policy. I guess in terms of demographic and the people most at risk, what were you seeing?
So we found that children from 0 to 14 were at greatest risk. We found that we looked at a bunch of different kind of categories of rurality. So for children that were living in outer regional, remote, and very remote areas, there was quite a variability of about, 7.6 to 11.7 times more likely to die in a motor vehicle collision than their metropolitan counterparts. So that was the biggest increase that we saw in risk. We were also seeing that females that live in remote areas were 5.3 times more likely, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples were 4.4 times more likely.
Wow. Well, you've done the research, and I guess now it's just a matter of making sure that we can get those evidence-based, prevention strategies put in place, well, developed first of all, and then implemented to try and reduce these figures that we're seeing.
Absolutely. And it comes from, educating people on what's going on and advocating so that we can actually get these rurally derived solutions that aren't city solutions applied to rural contexts, because what we're finding is that it's not similar and it's not working in Australia. It really needs to focus on protecting the lives of our rural communities.
That's James Cook University research Hannah Mason there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.